Hi there, it's Neil from 6 Minute English. If you like this podcast, you are going to love English in a Minute. Go to bbclearningenglish.com and subscribe.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Rob. Hey, Feifei, someone told me that you've been baking.
Yes, I have. I love baking, and I know you like eating cakes.
Yep, that's great to hear. Will there be anything for me to try, maybe?
Maybe. I've been experimenting with a new vegan recipe that involves making a cake with cabbage and beetroot.
Cabbage and beetroot. Oh, yuck, that sounds disgusting. If you want someone to try it, don't ask me.
Oh, Rob, you'll eat your words.
Eat my words? I'm sure my words will taste better than a cabbage and beetroot cake.
No, Rob. I mean, you'll regret saying that. The phrase eat your words means you have to admit you were wrong about something you have said. And here are some more examples of people eating their words.
You said my coffee business wouldn't work. But you'll have to eat your words. It's been a huge success. Despite what I said, I'll have to eat my words because my sister is now happily married to her first boyfriend. You said I'd fail the exam, but I ended up with an A+. You'll have to eat your words now.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and I'm telling Rob he'll be eating his words about my cooking. The phrase means to admit you're wrong about something you have said. So, Rob, how about trying my cake before you decide you don't like it?
Oh, OK, Feifei, but I know I won't like it.
Here, try this.
Are you sure you used cabbage and beetroot? This tastes like a normal cake.
It is a normal cake, Rob, and I assume you like it?
I must admit, I do. You know, it's inspired me to get baking. I'm off.
Where are you going?
To bake a word cake, so I can literally eat my words.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye.